This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. West African nations Friday forged ahead with plans for a possible military intervention in Niger following the military coup there July 26, although they've not given up the hope for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The regional bloc also pledged to enforce sanctions, travel bans, and asset freezes on the junta, which ousted former President Mohamed Bazoum on July 26. After a summit of its heads of state, ECOWAS ordered the activation of a standby force for possible use against the junta. It said it had not given up hope of a peaceful resolution to the crisis, but that all options, including military action, were possible. It is not clear how big the force would be, if it would actually invade, and which countries would contribute. Security analysts said ECOWAS force could take weeks or longer to assemble, potentially leaving room for negotiations. The junta has said it would defend the country against any foreign attack.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. Survivors of the flames in Maui said they were never given a warning about approaching wildfires, and Hawaii emergency management records show no indication warning sirens sounded before people ran for their lives from the fires that killed at least 55 people. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
I'm just so grateful to be alive.
Maui resident Candy Olofsson tells Sky News that she escaped the flames with her life, but not everyone was as fortunate.
People are found in houses in a huddle, holding each other because the fire surrounded their homes before they could even get out. There was nowhere to go. And these are beautiful homes that are very old and they're made of wood. Those went up like a matchstick. Nobody had warning.
The fast-moving flames have claimed dozens of lives, and officials expect the death toll to rise. Meanwhile, Maui residents are asking why Hawaii's emergency warning system didn't alert them about the wildfires. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials report Russia fired missiles Wednesday into an unusual area of western Ukraine near the border of Poland, or border with Poland. VOA Eastern European Bureau Chief Miroslav Gengadze told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the attacks that killed a young child.
Western Ukraine is most of the safest area in the country, and Kolomyya, it's like a small town in the western Ukraine, was hit by a rocket. The house was hit with three children lived, and one boy, 8-year-old boy, died. In Kyiv, in particular, the hospital, children's hospital, was under attack, and some debris from the rocket fell there.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland Wednesday appointed a special counsel to investigate U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss has been investigating Hunter Biden's financial and business dealings.
Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel.
Garland pointed out the extraordinary circumstances of the Hunter Biden case, and the appointment of Weiss reinforces a commitment to independence and accountability in sensitive matters.
Today's announcement affords the prosecutors, agents, and analysts working on this matter the ability to proceed with their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
In court in Delaware, David Weiss told a judge plea deal talks in Hunter Biden's weapon and tax evasion case were at an impasse. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tens of thousands of doctors have walked off the job in Britain once again for another four-day stretch. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fifth round of strikes by doctors at the early stages of their careers started on Friday and is set to last until Tuesday morning. Some of the so-called junior doctors on strike started their first jobs in the state-funded National Health Service only days ago. The strike by these medics, who do much of the routine work in hospitals and who work very long hours, will inevitably add to the backlog at the embattled health service. The ongoing strikes reflect growing concerns that their bitter pay dispute with the British government will drag on into the winter. Charles de Ledesma, London.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.